My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about five ways to learn from your competitors and shortcut your marketing success. So I'll go with number one first. I talked about this, I believe, maybe last two episodes, but I do want to bring it up because it's fresh and I actually got to play with the tool for the first time today. And so the tool is SparkToro. That's SparkToro. And the reason I like SparkToro is if you think about Chet Holmes' Dream 100 concept, which is basically, if I want to promote my book, I'm going to go find the top 100 podcasts in gaming, for example, okay? That's my Dream 100 for the podcast. Then I'm going to find a Dream 100 for YouTube, right? So this Dream 100 concept was kind of coined by him. And then Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels kind of made a Dream 100 for, you know, different categories. Now, what's beautiful about SparkToro is instead of you having to manually find all the influencers, all the partners that you might potentially want to work with, you can just use SparkToro and you get five free searches a month. And you can just find, based on keywords, by the way, you can find a bunch of people. And from there, you can basically decide, okay, I'm going to try to work with these people. I'm going to reach out to these people. And you are going to leverage the audience that they already have to help you get to where you want to go. So that's number one.
The second thing that I would do is go look at your competitors and see which one is running A/B tests or continually modifying their design. BuiltWith is a website that tells you if someone's using an A/B testing software like Optimizely, VWO, or Hotjar, or Crazy Egg, or anything like that. And what you'll want to end up doing is seeing what changes they're making, because if someone's continually making changes and they're using these softwares, that means they're tracking to make sure that the changes they're making in their design and copy is boosting sales, revenue, conversions. So what I like doing is using Wayback Machine. Wayback Machine shows me the variations of their pages that they've been using and how their design and copy has evolved over time. And then what I like doing is learning from that, because if they're using the conversion software, you know that the changes that they're making tend to be increasing conversions. So learn from that, and that should give you ideas on what direction you should be going with your business to start getting more sales, more conversions faster versus having to do all the learnings that they already did.
The third one, this seems like a duh statement, but Facebook ad library has been great. I mean, to be able to see when your competitors are putting up new ads and how long they've been running those ads for, what type of ad copy they're using. Chances are, if they've been running an ad for a very long time, they're either A, stupid, or B, the ad's been working really well, right? It's most of the time, it's one or the other. And they're probably not number one if they've constantly been spending a ton of money. And so Facebook ad library, I just like to use it, not only to look at competitors, but to just draw inspirations that I could potentially swipe. Because when you're writing copy or when you're writing any type of advertising, you're ultimately looking for copy. You're looking for some type of structure that you can pull from and then ultimately make it your own.
Number four, look, one thing that all your competition's doing online, and I don't understand why people do this. People go on podcast interviews and they talk about their business, their revenue, what's causing it to grow, what failures they had, and they're spilling all their beans. Like one podcast that I listen to a lot, funny enough, is Leveling Up. Another one's Nathan Latka. And when you look at these podcasts, you know, I'm not mentioning Eric's Leveling Up because he's my co-host in marketing school. It honestly is good. And a lot of my competitors have been on his podcast or people in similar industries. They talk about what's working for them, what's failed, and their strategies, and they're spilling their beans. And a lot of them do it to brag. And what's cool about it for me as a marketer is I'm able to learn from it and avoid their pitfalls and failures so that way I can grow faster. So make sure you search for your competitors and add the word revenue at the end or podcast at the end, and you'll find that they'll reveal in a lot of articles or podcast episodes breaking down how they're doing and what you can learn from them to grow faster.
Yeah, Nathan Latka's podcast is hilarious because he forces the revenue out of them. And if they don't give the revenue, he basically like extrapolates the math, which is pretty simple. And usually they're like, oh yeah, you know, it's roughly that. Anyway, I digress. So number five, last but not least, this is similar to my last recommendation. So last one was Facebook ad library, but most people don't know that you can use software such as AdBeat, and you can look at what type of ads people are running on Google. For example, Google Display Network, you can look at how their spend is trending over time, what their top ads are. And again, as a advertiser, as a copywriter, your job is to have a swipe file, like a library of, you know, ad copy or ads that you like. And then from there, you just restructure into whatever you're trying to do. Because if the ad worked on you, then you should be thinking about, okay, why did that work on me and how it might potentially work if you basically restructured it a little bit and tailored it towards your audience, all right? So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/school if you want to get on the waiting list for the education program that we're working on, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday.
Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.